Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hey, bitch, what is your whole deal? Hey, bitch, just tell us how you feel. You wished for a sign from above. Well, here's a podcast about boy sex, fucking, dating, and love. Seek treatment if you're boring.
Hey,
it's Kat.
And it is Pat. And this is Seek Treatment, a podcast
about boys.
About
boys.
Boys.
Sex.
Sex.
Fucking. Dating. And love. Okay, here's what I.
And love. The silliest.
I thought we were doing
yeah.
an alternating thing, but then
no,
you seemed to think you wanted to do it in unison because I was looking at you being like, boys. And then I was passing you the baton for you to
totally
and something in runner speak for you to understand.
Totally. And you know, I come from not only a running background, but an mm-hmm. improv comedy background. And
oh,
so,
cool. That's awesome.
Yeah. So I was getting the back and forth, but there also almost was confusion around it. And so I said in a way that yes ends that kind of comedic idea, I was like, let's make more confusion and let's create comedy around that confusion.
Sure. So you're kind of taking a convention and flipping it on its heads.
Totally. And that's something that is in my tool bag and something I'm able to do because of my years studying the ancient art form of improv comedy that the ancient Greeks used to do to one another, right in between having
the Oracle
gay sex.
Of Delphi. Yeah,
there's two things Greeks used to do. It's gay sex and improv comedy, and you can quote me on that, bitch.
They would stand in those arenas and they would fucking suck till they yes anded their little asses off.
People love talking about the Greeks going absolutely off for anal. It's so interesting.
I know. It's because people are obsessed with anal. Even now.
Anal's one of the few things that has like never gone out of style.
Anal has this nation in a chokehold.
Anal has this nation in a chokehold.
Today, Brian was like, did you know there are like baby wipes that you can flush in the toilet? I was like, okay, cool. And he's like, so I can wipe my ass and you can, and it'll be so clean and you can lick it. And I was like, okay.
What? It's funny. You know, I'm like part of the, it's me. Hi, I'm the problem. It's me. I'm one person who's like, I still
you don't eat ours.
I don't like to. Not if I have my druthers.
Wow. Not if I have
yeah.
But your partner probably would like you to.
I don't know. I don't have a partner. I'm all but alone in this world.
All right, enough. You said you will. You might. Can you finally tell us? Well, first of all, I have something to tell you.
Tell it to me.
Well, I'm just sitting here in Los Angeles, California. I'm eating chocolate covered cherries and I'm charging my vibrator. And have you ever heard a more beautiful sentence?
Oh, it's so story all exciting for after this. Oh, because your partner is there. So it's going to be.
No, he's gone. He's gone.
Oh, cool. So are you excited after this to play with yourself?
Yeah, because I did
play
a
with
yoga,
yourself as
so...
90s. In 90s, everyone was like, stop playing. You're playing.
He's playing
yourself.
With his thing. He's playing with his thing. No, I just did a yoga class that made me really horny, and it smushed my vagina. It smushed my vagina up.
Did the yoga class smush your vagina on purpose?
I don't know. There was just this one twisty thing. When I sat, I was like, is anyone else's vagina being smushed right now?
Oh my God, so interesting. I'm so scared.
What?
Oh no, just talking about yoga made me think like, tomorrow's my first day running back after my race, and I'm just hoping my hamstring is healed up because it's like a little bit touch and gay.
Touch and gay.
Yeah, touch and gay.
I'm sorry, King. Well, tell everyone where you're podcasting from.
Yeah, I'm podcasting from my new apartment, but it's causing me angst. Like, today was the most angst-riddled day. I woke up at 8 o'clock p.m., which is good for me. And
that's
then,
good for us.
Totally. You're pretty early riser sometimes, though. I used to be remember?
Do you know that now my Los Angeles lifestyle, I'm getting up at like 6 a.m. every day.
That's incredible. I'm coming there soon.
When?
Probably December 5th. I'm going to do a show. Let this be the announcement. I'm probably going to do like a Dynasty thing on December 9th or Friday. So I can go anytime before that.
You should come. Oh, wait.
Is there any like events I should come for and come to?
No, I actually was just thinking like I'm in. So last night. It's Saturday night in LA. Not a single person asked me to do anything. So I was just at home being like, okay.
I know.
And like, sure, I guess I could have reached out.
You're their guest. They should be.
I kind of wanted the city to take care of me last night. And no one came through and said, this is a cool thing to go to. And I was like, well, okay, I'm not going to like make up some plans.
I saw you with Amy and Ryan at that museum.
That was so fun. No, we had a really, they are, Ryan and Jonathan are so funny.
Jonathan is so comfortable having never met me.
He's so amazing. We just were laughing.
I don't feel the energy that Jonathan like cares that we've never met. And that's cool. And that makes me like him better. But I care deeply that we've never met. But
it was funny because we went to like the Joan. There's like this Joan Didion exhibition at the Hammer Museum. Oh. Guess who we saw at the museum? Frances McDormand.
Oh, wow. Are you serious?
That's a really good sighting. That's, cool. That's a really good sighting.
Yeah, I was like, that's pretty good.
Do they charge extra for the Frances sighting on the bill? I was like, that is so funny.
But those chairs actually, like, they're, you know what they're adjacent to? You know what culture they're a part of?
What?
They're a part of the culture that's like the expandable ball that like contracts.
I know.
And because they're like supposed to be educational and it's like, how is it? Like when I the kids I nannied to a math museum and they were there and I was like, these chairs are certainly not math.
Well, let me ask you this. I really want one of those chairs. So if you were trying to Google that, what would you call that chair?
Oh, God. I would
round
be
museum
like,
chair. Do y'all know what we're talking about? The chairs that like rock in a circle.
Yeah. I would say chairs that rock in a circle sometimes at museums and see what comes up.
Okay. I'm going to Google it.
It's so interesting when like you Google something and nothing you mean comes up. And then you're
chairs
really
that rock in it.
Do you know what I mean?
Never feel you feel so lonely when that happens and are at museums.
I used to take my kids to the my kids to the museum.
Oh, here we go. There's one for $1,000.
Oh my God. These museums must have enormous endowments.
Good word.
Thank
Magis
you.
Spun chair. Okay, they're called spun. I don't know. They're called Magis.
I could totally see them being called something like that. Company names are so embarrassing when they like take a word and make it slightly different for no reason. Like that's
like Scorp.
Yeah, it's like them trying to embrace magic but like making it slightly different. So like,
I'm gonna get one of these when I make it in Hollywood.
You should.
I'm getting one, but you kind of want to get two because it's sort of weird to do it. No, it's nice to do it alone.
It's definitely nice to do it alone. I would never want to do that with someone. They'd be trying to steal all the attention. If you did those chairs with someone, that person would like try to steal the attention by trying to make it seem like they were closer to falling than you. Do you know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean. Whoa, no, seriously, I'm scared.
Yeah, no, look at me. I just went so far back.
Oh my God. My vagina is still unraveling from being smushed.
I can't believe this yoga class. You should file a class action.
It was actually such a good class though. But the woman's like, not, her energy was not for me. She kept being like, she kept making us feel really, really bad about our knees not being. Like, oh, if your knees were bent, she was really mad at you.
Oh, my God. That you sucks. Like that. Yeah, I definitely wouldn't like that. I'm so bad at yoga.
I love it, though.
It's so bad.
Whenever I do yoga, I'm like, if I do this every day, everything would change.
I just want to – I know. If I did yoga every day, are you kidding me? It would be over for you.
Are you kidding me? It would be over for the hoes called you.
The hoes called you. The hoes called you is a good show name.
I feel so lonely.
Yeah.
Oh, can so I do share I. Something?
We share that really? Today. We bond over Aww. That today. We share it and we connect over it.
Okay, you know what that makes it? That turns it into solitude.
Yeah.
That takes it to I'm rubber, you are glue. If you're loneliness near me, it's solitude for you. Now, let me tell you this. I have a few things to tell you.
Okay.
I want to announce to everyone who listens to this podcast and everyone who doesn't listen to this podcast that I'm going on tour in the United Kingdom in February. God. And honey, we're going to need some help getting these tickets sold because y'all know I'm going to some places that I had to ask how to pronounce it. For example, Norwich. Norwich. Now there's a W in there, but they don't use that. So now I'm going to need y'all's help. We're going to Manchester, Leeds, Birmingham, Norwich, Glasgow, which I'm really excited about. Classic London. So if you guys know anyone in the UK, just definitely like shoot. It's so funny because I think like the production company did like a like promoted like my announcement of the tour, and some people were commenting like, "Who even is this?" under the post.
Are you? Sure? Well, you're.
And I'm like that's a good point.
Yeah. And well, you're. I mean, you're American.
I literally.
Like, if a British person comes here, I'm always like, I don't know who you are.
Sure.
I was so ignored by a gay person an hour ago. I was so ignored by a gay person an hour ago.
I can't believe I didn't bring that up. What happened?
Well,
oh, wait,
you know,
first... at your dinner?
Yeah. But, like, okay. Well, first of all, I had the worst day. I just was like, first of all, I went to HomeGoods to come so wrong by a new apartment. So I was like,
what is HomeGoods?
Little HomeGoods. It's a place where Bethany has gone in two episodes of Real Housewives of New York City.
Is she it like Bed Bath & Beyond?
Yeah, but like more so like it's Bed Bath & Beyond if they said, okay, like, but it's Bed Bath & Beyond is more practical. It's like the practical older sister. And then HomeGoods is like, we're going to have tchotchkes. We're going to have like little like desk signs that say boss lady that you could put on your desk. Like we're going to have that kind of stuff. And they also really lean into like seasonal holiday stuff. In almost like a CVS way, but make it home goodie.
So it's like,
you know what I mean?
Oh, it's like Pier 1 Imports.
Yeah, it's closer to Pier 1 Imports. It's closer to Pier 1 Imports. And Bethany went there two times in two consecutive seasons and had really like big scenes there. One, she like started crying for no reason. And then one, she like claimed like her whole body was bleeding like out of her vagina. Mm-hmm. And so she had to go straight to the hospital. But it almost felt like.
I haven't been to Home Goods, but that's okay.
Yeah, it was these dramatic scenes that were so placed in HomeGoods. I was like, Bethany made a deal with HomeGoods, and she was like, yeah, I'll have a medical. Bethany signed something that said she would have a medical emergency at HomeGoods during season, like, 9 of Housewives. Do you know what I mean?
But you know what? Yeah, but it reminds me of, like, how I used to always get, like, diarrhea at Michael's.
Oh, interesting. I heard something that, like, bookstores...
There's, like, a line in Mean Girls about how she, like, has diarrhea in Michael's or Barnes & Noble. And I was like, that's the realest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Well, did you know there's, like, a phenomenon that someone told me about that, like, if you poop in a bookstore, it, like, smells like paper or something? I forget.
Untrue. How could that be true?
I had someone at work tell me.
This is gonna be like the new snake riddle. I can't.
This one I wasn't connected. The snake riddle is deeply connected to my past. Like this one, I just like someone told it to me on a Zoom and I was like,
so it's connected
okay.
to your present.
It's connected to my present, which is famously not as powerful as past.
But past is the most powerful force we've ever had.
Yeah, the past is one of the most powerful things.
Only I've playing ever second said. Fiddle to the fear of the future. Yeah. What do you care more about? The beauty of the past or the impending doom of the future?
Care more about that because then you've said the beauty of the past or the impending doom of the future. I think I care most about the beauty of the past.
Me too. I'm obsessed with it. I'm obsessed by it.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed by it.
I'm obsessed by it. Anyways,
why are these chairs $1,000? I really need one.
I'm sure you could get one on like, you know, sales.com.
But, I know. Okay, so, I'm seeing some for $500. Now that's something I might go ahead and do.
So anyways, I had a breakdown. Not a breakdown, but when I go into HomeGoods, I do shut down. Like it used to happen with me and Angel. And then Angel came with me to HomeGoods because it was by our old apartment. And I
you're basically
shut
Bethany
down.
At this point.
I'm basically Bethany.
I hope they're paying you for this because you're bringing up a fuck ton. Fuckload. You're bringing up a fuckload of the word HomeGoods.
I didn't even buy anything. And then I came here and something about when I got here this time, I just got so sad because it feels like I've really blown up everything and I feel like I've ruined everything. Aww. And like, it's so like, I'm like, why am I living here? And like, my ears,
you haven't, but it
sounds
such...
like it sounds like running water. It's like they didn't tell me that when I moved in. And I'm so far away from everything, and I feel like sad about my. I'm getting very sad about my relationship now, and it feels so bad. And it didn't feel as bad before because we were still hanging out all the time and living together, and like now it just feels really bad.
I feel like this is the most classic thing in the history of the world. Yeah, I know exactly. It's like, because you know what? These things happen in phases. Like, first you have to work yourself up to even realize that you need to be single. And so that is like its whole thing itself. And then you feel such relief from going through that process. And then when you're finally on your own, you're like, you experience joy and relief. And then the pain hits you afterwards.
Yeah.
And you're like, wait, fuck. It makes perfect sense what you're saying. It's like,
okay, perfect.
When I broke up with my ex,
yeah,
TBT, and
when
then, like,
I was a cat,
when you were a cat and I was breaking up with my ex, and then we lived together for like 4 months. And then when I finally moved out and I was like in my new apartment and like I'd been broken up with, by the new person I was seeing, all this stuff, I was just like, wait, what did I do? But then I was,
yeah,
for very long.
Yeah, no, I know. Just
also,
so
like,
sad. It's just so sad.
It's so fucking sad. Like, it's so sad.
I'm like, what am I? I do feel like there's something, like, I'm feeling there's something wrong with me or something, like, that I can't, I don't know, I can't allow myself to be too connected to anyone, or I start to feel too scared or something. I don't know, I can't explain.
But I don't think that's true,
like,
at all. I think you were as connected to another person as you can possibly be. In a really intense way for many years, and you were really happy, and then you outgrew the relationship, which is classic. It's your first real relationship that went gay, and you need to date, like, you need to do it a lot of times before you know what you want.
I know.
There's nothing wrong with you. You're, guess what? You're annoyingly normal.
Well, I know. I'm starting to feel like a Hallmark movie character. Like, I'm
That's
saying
kind of
Hallmark
fun.
Movie character things. I know, but it's like embarrassing too. But secondly, then I had dinner with my reps, and there is something about having dinner with your reps. This is what it to me is. It's like when you're little and you're at your friend's house, and it's your friend who's always going to restaurants with his parents, and then they take you and they're like, order whatever you want. They're like, go ahead, order whatever you want. That's what we do at restaurants. And then you do. Mm-hmm. That's what reps is to me, and it's a dinner is with reps. Mm-hmm. And so that, like, does make me feel good. And then, but one of my reps, where we went? And
A,
I had
where'd
share,
you go?
So,
B, what'd you eat?
Amazing two questions. I'm proud of you. Wait, I'll give you this hint. For this little. It's somewhere I went with Jim and Lisa in the past.
Wait, really?
Yeah, and you, to be fair.
To be fair? Oh, I know exactly what it is.
What? Say it.
It's such a classic rep place.
Too. Yeah, it's such a classic rep place. It's like
Waverly Inn.
Yeah. I of course I always like wanted a burger, but you know, then I feel like, well, it's like I'm, you know, at a restaurant with like reps, like, so I always like get the steak. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, that's
so anyways,
great.
There was a gay person who was the host of the restaurant, and he ended up knowing my rep, and he, my
cool.
agent, and then, but came over because they went to high school together. I can't
that's
tell
so
you.
That's so random.
But I can't tell you the level to which, like,
that's shocking, because it would have been so good for you if he was like one of
totally.
The 30.
Totally.
She should be one of the 30.
But it's like, it was interesting because it's like, literally, he's going to have to go to the chiropractor tomorrow for how much his neck wouldn't let him even look at me. And at this point, you're kneeling down in between me and my agent, only talking to my agent. Not, it was crazy for a gay person to ignore me to that extent is interesting, at least.
You have to give it that. It's definitely, it's information.
What did you do today, even though your day is basically just beginning?
It's not. In my mind, it's over.
Yeah.
Chelsea and I keep making each other laugh so much by going up to each other and saying, sorry, dude, I didn't swing that way.
Oh, that's really good. Sorry, dude.
I don't know why. Like, I'll touch her and be like, you look beautiful. And she goes, sorry, I didn't swing that way.
That's very, very good.
I've had a pretty good, wholesome day. I woke up around 7:30, as is my wont.
Yeah.
And then I actually had a really exquisite, I would love them to sponsor me. I've been using the app Zeal to get at-home massages, and I had a really special one last night. The woman was not afraid to completely crawl on my back and do child's pose on top of me in the most beautiful way. I would die for her. She actually got in my crevices for once in my damn life. And I love when they like, I love when they kind of like giggle or like acknowledge how tense you are. Like, they're like, they un-gaslight you. I mean, like, you're tense.
Yeah. So for me, what that moment is like, basically what I do is I get in and I'm like, they're like, do you have anything in your medical journey you want to talk to me about? I say, mainly just to know I am a runner and I am very, very tight. I'm naturally a very tight person. So you will see that. And then,
my pussy's very tight and my holes are tight.
And all my holes are so tight. Like, this guy's wild. And, but then, like, they get to a point in the mess, like, then, like, 20 minutes in, they're like, yeah, I definitely see what you're talking about with the tight.
Yes, that is such a relief.
Yeah.
To be seen and heard by your masseuse from Zeal.
Do you think I would like it if I went to, like, a gay massage place that fucks you? Do you think I would like it?
Well, yeah, you like massage and you like gay.
I know, but I think if I felt like it was, like, so preordained that it would make me feel too guilty, like,
But there's nothing wrong.
No, I know there's nothing wrong, but I think I would, my personal insecurities, I'd be like, oh, now this person has to fuck me, fate worse than death. You know what I mean? I've sentenced someone
walk
to
the plank.
I've sentenced someone to a fate worse than death.
You, for the crimes of capital murder, you will be sentenced to fuck Pat Regan's tight hole.
I know.
Now, let me tell you this. Oh, yeah, the other day, everyone on my family text thread agreed that prostitution should be legal. And I was like, okay.
It definitely should. Like, what
I know, I was
hell?
Like, it definitely should. And I was proud of my woke family.
Yeah, that is very woke. That is very woke.
Anyway, so today
it literally doesn't make any sense why it wouldn't be, but whatever, keep going.
This all started because I woke up and the first activity was washing off the lotion that I passed out in after my massage. And then I had a cute morning where I just caught up on emails. I started thinking about holiday gifts.
Yeah,
and
then I was
full MILF mode. I went to the store by myself.
Oh my god. By myself.
By myself.
Do you know what my least favorite thing is?
Tell me.
The episode of Love Island wherein each season they choose a couple and send them out to the grocery store to get ingredients for dinner. They think it's award-winning comedy.
No, and they also they try and make a thing of like the guy getting like a girl's number while he's like on the outside, and it's like
no one's buying it.
Luca and Gemma.
No, what happened?
Break up.
Thank God, she's way too good for him.
I know. Brian sent me he posted on Instagram being like, "Tough week. Thanks for all the kind messages."
He said that.
Yeah.
How about okay, whatever. But
So I went to the store and then Merrick's here. Did I tell you Merrick's staying with me?
Oh, no. Oh, that's so fun.
So we went to the gym together and then we got Sweet Green and now I'm here.
Gym regimen? What does he do?
I don't know. He came to yoga with me.
But then we're talking about Catherine's gay friend who's a literal banker and is like...
He's not like, a banker.
In my mind, he's a banker. Yeah, in my mind, he's a literal
And you guys
banker.
Are exes, remember?
And we're exes because like we had a huge volley, won't they, early on.
Early days, <don't. laughs>
Early days. But that's nice that Mark is there. What's he there for, work or play?
He's there for play and for the third option, work, play, blood, which is when you see your family.
Oh, I didn't know his family is from there.
His family's from Sonoma, so he's going up after this.
Huh. Well, tell him I say hello if you feel like
I will. I think he's going to a gay event right now.
Oh, great. Oh, brother.
Oh, brother.
I wonder what I'll do when I'm there. I wonder what I'll socialize with. Even still at the old age of 34, where all my joy and innocence have been robbed
for me. I can't believe
you're
past your Jesus year.
I'm past my Jesus year. If I were let's put it this way. If I were Jesus, I'd be dead.
Is illuminating. You know, I'm here ready for this. I'm eating chocolate covered cherries and charging my vibrator. It was my Jesus year.
Oh, yes. I sat in Los Angeles, a town I never knew. No. It's like as I sat in the empty house in Los Angeles, feeling not lonely, but yes, in solitude, I ate another chocolate cherry and checked on my charging vibrator to see if it was ready. It was my Jesus year, and I couldn't stand myself for another second.
Yeah, I could make plans, but would plans ever make me happy? It was my Jesus year, and I didn't know where to go in this godforsaken town.
Yeah, speaking of Jesus year.
Two whiskeys in, I wasn't able to drive myself home. Wasn't able to drive myself anywhere. My Cadillac parked in the driveway, just beaming in the sun.
The man in the denim shirt walked over.
And fucked me.
It was my Jesus year.
I love the idea of setting up like a really detailed, elaborate scene. Like, and then a man walked over and fucked me. It was my Jesus year.
You know, I'm going to go to, you know, that class I take. They're doing a retreat upstate, and I'm going to quite go.
But a writing class?
I wonder if you'll be in town. You would like it, probably. You could just dive right in.
It sounds amazing. When is it?
Jan 20th. Are you back?
I am, but I said we should do our, me, you, and Meg should redo
I know. Retreat. Well, maybe you guys will come meet me up after. But Meg, is she ever going to be on heading?
I'm sure she could get her ass over here.
Yeah, she's.
They don't got planes in LA. Megan, get over here.
Get on a plane and get over.
Megan, get over here, girl. I will. We'll talk about that. I think I'm going to be leaving late Jan for the tour, so I can get there early and get on the time zone.
Wait, I wonder.
I haven't performed live comedy in about 2 months.
Wait, don't you wish that thing I'm wanting to happen? Don't you wish it happens?
I really hope that thing. I know exactly what you're saying.
That would be so amusing.
It'd be so perfect for it. It'd be so huge for us.
That's how I got back in the swim. That's how I got back in not so depressive mood is from doing my reps, feeling like my friend's parents telling me whatever I could order whatever I want. And then like your reps have to drop a little thing of like maybe don't get your hopes up. You know what I mean? And then it's like something at least to live for a couple of days.
100%.
I was having a fucked up and twisted daydream fantasy today.
I can't wait.
I can't tell you. I can tell you, but I can't tell you aloud.
It's too fucked up.
Yeah. It's too like.
Yeah, there's things that go on in our head.
Yeah. It's two people will send an ambulance to my apartment and like have a wellness check.
Oh, cool.
But it's also like fun.
I learned, you know, I just learned something crazy about someone and you see their picture.
What? Wait, no, I'm just trying to get pissed off that house.
What?
I'm starting to get pissed off. I plugged my computer in when we started.
And charging. How slow is charging? Yeah, but that's
it was at three. It was at three. Mm-hmm. Guess what it's at right now?
16.
Seven.
No.
Seven.
You know why? That's because
Monica.
Seven. That's because when you.
It's because this apartment like sucks.
No, it's not. Pat, it's if you let it get down low enough, it takes. It's like. It's so far down the hill. It's harder to push it up.
I know. It's funny. Like, I want to like talk to we need to have an Apple engineer on the podcast. And I want to ask the Apple, like, can you walk me through the numerology of like the percentage numbers? Like, what does each number mean? From 1 to 100, we're going to sit down. We're going to hear each one. And you're going to explain to me when my battery thing says 11, what does that mean to you? Do you know what
I mean? And let me tell you, my entire personality is being like, oh my God, my phone's dying. And then someone next to me says, me too. And then they say, what are you on? And I'm like, 21. And they're like, no, I'm on 3. And my personality is being like, I live in fear, scarcity mindset. I don't know what it is.
Totally.
I don't know what it is.
No, you know, you're going to love this. What I did yesterday, you might not love it, but you'll be fine with it. each year I give my sister a little Broadway experience for Christmas.
Yes.
And so this, I haven't taken her for like the most recent Christmas yet. So we went and saw Wicked yesterday.
Oh, and incredible.
My second, it was actually, you know, remember I famously was really embarrassed by it the first time I saw it. I really enjoyed it this time. I was emotional. I was obsessed by it. I'm obsessed by it. What if I wanted to get an alphabet tattoo like on my hip?
I'd be obsessed by that.
They were really good. The fucking Fiero's pants. It was like, okay, this is at this point. It's like shield my little sister's eyes. Like,
yeah,
this
she's
is
not allowed to see.
This is crazy.
She's having her sexual awakening next to her brother watching Fiero.
The ass on the Fiero was insane, is what I'll say. Is it okay to say that?
Wait, why is that not okay to say?
I don't know. It's like
because you're objectifying him.
It's object. It's objective.
Oh, honey.
Oh, it's like they knew what they were. You don't put. It was crazy. It was almost like crazy. I was like, I wonder what that, it was one of those things. It was almost like an Adam Rippon moment for me where I was like, what does it feel like to have an ass like that? You know what I mean? If anyone has an ass, like.
You should ask Brian. That, his ass is crazy out of this world. I'm like, what's it like to even sit on that? Like, my butt hurts right now because I've been sitting in
totally.
Like, what's it like? Mine's wide. My fat's in all the wrong places. No offense. Not wrong. There is no right. There is no wrong. All bodies are beautiful. But I'm saying that I'm annoyed for 1 second.
I guess I mean a gay person who like takes it up their ass. Like, is it so fun?
Oh, what does
to
that
have,
feel like?
Like?
I'm sure, it's or, so fun to have all that cushion.
I know.
To have all that junk up.
And then to
that,
have
I'm
like
get,
people.
Get you drunk. Get you love drunk God. Off my humps.
Oh my God.
My humps. My lovely like, lady lumps.
I think my mom
I met
was,
a girl.
My mom was like very morally opposed to that song for some reason.
Well, it is a crazy song to play on the radio if you're like 9-year-old. Moms hate sex.
Oh yeah, moms can't stand this stuff. There's a cool song on the
That's maybe not across the board, but religious.
No, moms. Definitely, yeah, definitely not.
Religious
definitely
moms.
Not across the board. I you know, I. Our moms hate sex. what was I just gonna say? Oh, it was about. Oh my God, what were we just talking about? Moms hate sex.
oh
God, it's
bubble butts. Getting fucked with a bubble butt. Wicked. Here are the options. Here are the options. The options are moms hating sex, getting fucked with a bubble butt, seeing Wicked, Apple Chargers, or
Fergie.
There's another one. Well, surely there's another one. You wanting something?
Me wanting something, but don't call me Shirley. I don't remember. I honestly couldn't.
I can't
even
wait
tell
to watch
you.
White Lotus tonight.
I know, that's something I used to watch my partner before today when I moved here.
Wait, when did you move in?
Well, it's been like a soft move. Like, I've been doing a sister.
But what was your first sleep? You have, no wonder you're feeling, you're feeling emotional, sweetie.
Yeah.
You haven't had your first sleep.
But like everything is taking a million years to get here, obviously. Like,
yeah.
So I don't even have like a couch or anything. And I don't even
have
a bed. I just have a mattress.
Well, that's okay. Yeah. It's kind of like, let me remind you. I remember when, let me paint you a picture. When I moved into my West Village apartment in 2019. I sat on the floor with friends of the podcast, Misha Johari and Sandy Honig.
I remember.
And we opened a bottle of champagne and we had pizza. And you said, is there any better feeling in the world than sitting on the floor of your new apartment, eating food with your girls?
I know.
So why don't
I know,
you
but
say,
like,
you need
with
to,
your girls.
You need to get some Chinese food. You need to just like phone a friend.
I know.
You need to
but
sit
it's
going to
be the vibe. The vibe is going to be like, if I'm eating Chinese food on the floor, it's going to be like, bingy because I'm like by myself and it's the floor. Do you know what I mean? Like it won't be the same energy.
I know. Did you read Milk Fed by Melissa Broder?
No, is it good?
Yeah, I just started it and it's like the way she describes her eating disorder is like the most real thing.
Oh, I should definitely read it.
I think you'd really
it's
like it.
Like I'm in such a bad place.
Actually, Allison, if you're listening, you should read it. I was thinking about you.
Oh, she just texted that she has to take Lola out.
That's okay. That's okay. Anyway,
I'm saying don't talk to no one. You'll look crazy.
You're crazy.
sweetie, there's no such thing as Allison.
that would be really scary.
What if I was like, what are you talking about? We self-produce. What if I was like, is she in the room with us right now? And you were like, yeah, she's right there. Don't you see her?
That'd
and
be
I was
scary.
Like, Catherine. I was like, Catherine, are you fucking with me? There's no Allison.
I feel like because we're on Zoom right now, I feel like we're in that movie Unfriended. Didn't we watch that together? Unfriended?
No, we watched Unfriended separately, but we watched the movie together that was on a screen about the guy's
finding his daughter. That was good.
Finding my daughter. I don't have any movie about someone who needs to find their daughter.
Why does my ear itch at this time?
I don't know. That sounds
this
like one of the
time.
Ear itching is one of the worst things, only behind like toe itching.
Oh my God, toe itching under the it's actually making me sick to think about that. When your foot itches inside a boot, when your foot's inside a boot.
Yes. If I'm in the.
On a plane in a boot?
If I'm in a certain mood, and my toe starts to itch, I'm ending it all. It's over.
I know.
It's not worth it. Press the reset button on this little thing called life.
You know how, why do only blow dryers have a special, special, special beautiful reset button?
Do you ever think about if
do you know what I'm saying? You
probably yes, but that reminds me of super intense. I don't blow dry my hair, but maybe I'll start. I do want to put product in my hair. It's like it's done. It's gonna start. Like this. Say goodbye to what the fuck is this?
Your relationship with your hair is unhealthy and toxic.
It's so bad. I was supposed to get a haircut last
week. It's bothering me that your watch isn't tucked into your band.
I always do it like that. That's how I do it. Don't you think that watches and belts? That's so chaotic. Don't you think that watches and belts have a lot in common? Because they both have like
the extra.
They both have the extra bit you have to tuck in. I think watches and
watches and belts are literally they get along so well. Like watches and belts, they get each other in a way that like
you two
sunglasses don't.
This is me introducing a belt to a watch. You two would have a lot to talk about.
Oh, good, you're here. You're here, belt. I have one for you. Oh my god, you two. Seriously, you will be obsessed with each other at the holiday cookie exchange.
At the holiday cookie exchange, we're finally going to introduce Belgian watch.
Damn, that's good.
Daniel, lower, that's really good.
Damn, that was fun. Your best friend is in the cell next to you at the jail. My yes. lower back hurts. My lower back.
Oh, it does? That's a bad
after
feeling.
All the stretching, after all the yoga. All the yoga in the world couldn't heal this big fat back of mine.
Two things I was gonna say. One, when you said resetting blow dryers, it made me think of you. This might be before your time. Super Nintendo, regular Super Nintendo. There was the power button and there was like another slide, purple slide that was like reset. And that was like reset. Almost never used, the reset, because it was.
I don't know. We Nintendo first came into my life because my brother got one. Yeah. He had a hernia.
But that must have been a Nintendo 64, to be honest.
It was.
Yeah. Those people who know Super are older than your brother.
Real ones? No. Oh my God. Guess who he just ran into on the streets of New York?
You'll have to give me him.
Friend of the
you?
Pod, Mitra Johari.
I have not seen Mitra in actual years.
I had dinner with her last week. It was so nice.
There's so many people I haven't seen in years.
No, I know. That's why I think I told you when I went to Patty's birthday thing, I was like, it was such a perfect group of people I hadn't seen in like 3.5 years. And I was just like, hey,
yeah,
I'm the problem. It's me.
Maybe Monday. Monday, me and Patty will throw a joint. That's such
I know
a crazy
that would
idea.
Be really powerful.
I know. I mean, imagine.
I'm there directly in the sun and never in the mirror.
Never in the mirror.
Did you try to get Taylor tickets or what's your? I'm kind of not participating in the
discourse. And not yet, but I'm going. I think what it's going to end up being is like me kind of like trying to seek out like people selling them and like kind of paying through the nose or something like that.
Totally.
So
I can't believe you betrayed me and you know exactly what I'm talking about.
I did not.
Pat!
What?
Okay.
You can't do that. That's where Jill's there in season 3.
I don't know if I agree.
I mean.
And it's done. We don't have to talk about it.
Yeah.
Keep this in. Anyway. Whatever. What are you doing tomorrow? I guess.
I have to work still 3 more days and then Thanksgiving break and then.
Wait, did anyone contact you that I auditioned for your show?
No one contacted me.
Cool. Can't wait today. It's just a little crazy.
I know.
Why you think I'm Jill or you think I'm your friend?
I think you're my friend.
I don't really know what Jill's deal is, but I always liked her.
No, I liked her too. Just one time when she heard that Kelly had hung out with Bethany, she sent this like email where she was like, a little birdie told me you hung out with Bethany. Mm. I sadly don't like her. And then Kelly, it was like the one time.
Oh, okay,
Kelly
that's not like, me. That's not me. That's not
no,
me.
That's not you. That's not you. It's not you, hot. It's not you, bye. You're not the problem. It's not you.
It's not me. I'm not the problem, bye. It's not me. So how's the room going? Are you having fun?
Of course. I love my coworkers. I really do. It's really fun.
It sounds like the best job. It sounds so fun.
They're my chosen family.
And then When so you're gonna come here, that'll be really fun. You can stay in my back house.
Oh my god, it'll be so fun. Is Mark staying there?
Yeah, it's so cute. There's like a little
I'm gonna look around. I'm gonna root around and see if you have to use condoms there or anything.
You know what actually is so funny? I was driving home from the gym and I hit this intersection with like a big Walgreens and like the name of a weird street. And I was like, oh my god, that's this is the street of the Airbnb where Pat and I stayed before we went to Elton John's party.
Oh my god.
Yeah, because we went to that Walgreens. Yeah.
That's the first second that I ever watched a single second of, I think, Selling Sunset.
I think
But it might have been Dating Around. Remember that show, Dating Around? We might have watched that.
Wow, when's that coming back?
I don't know. They kind of replaced it with that one where it was like people were dressed as aliens going on dates. Remember? There'd be like someone with like prosthetics that would look like a real hamster. I don't know what
that is.
Oh, it was crazy. It was really crazy when they did it.
I have not seen that, Shay.
Oh, you haven't, have you?
People dress up as aliens?
I watched like 1 second of it. No, people don't dress up as aliens. It's like, it's similar to Dating Around in that people need to go on dates, but like I don't forget if they do it with both people or just one of the people. They like put on all these prosthetics so they look like, you know, a crab that can talk or something, or like an alien out of Star Wars.
So it's like the Masked Singer, but for romance.
And then, yeah, you don't know if you're attracted to their face.
I feel like I should know about that.
I'm living in fear. 1000% I am living in fear.
Okay. Cut the thing he said and just keep that he's 1000% living in fear.
Yeah, I definitely include him 1000% living in fear.
I want to get you something for Christmas for your new apartment.
No, you don't have to. It's overwhelming. There's so much shit to get, and it all takes 6 months to get here. So it's kind of like,
I know, it's okay, also
like what do I do? You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing to do.
I'm
you
sorry.
You have to share about. I keep being online. I was with a girl named Asha Ward who moved here from Chicago, and she's so
fucking funny.
She's so funny.
Wait, I met her when I did Emily Wilson show, and I was like, holy shit, you're so funny. And she came and did Club Coming, and she just like destroyed. She's a genius. Yeah,
I keep being on Union Hall shows with her, and like every time I'm like, okay, this is a
need to have her on the podcast.
We have to have her on the podcast. Every time it's literally my thought process is like, oh, this is a person who writes jokes. Like, can't relate.
I know. The jokes are so good. The one about the screen.
The jokes are funny. She took the money.
What's that? Oh, yeah.
The jokes weren't funny. I took the money. What is that about?
Which one is that?
You're on your own. Yeah. It's like you're on your own. It's like summer.
I love the part where she's like,
winter's ash.
Didn't eat and went to parties. What's the lyric?
I know it's starve my body. No, it's a hosted parties and starve my body. Like I'd be saved.
It's trying to fit in the rat race and you're on your own.
I totally get it. When I listen to You're On Your Own Kid, I totally get it. But sometimes it is like I want a little more information.
Oh my god, we need to get. When will she ever come on the podcast?
I know she's gotta. She must love us. You know what I mean?
I know exactly. There's 30 people who love us, and there's Taylor who loves us.
Well, it's just like you don't.
When
write
someone
mastermind.
Doesn't love us, it's so crazy. But think you about don't us write like.
I know, like the guy at the restaurant who wouldn't look at me.
It's just funny, and I think I'm like, but you don't know, like. The thing is, this is really, here's what I'm going to say. There's a lot of people out there.
Yeah.
Going, ha, 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 ha. I guess what I'm trying to say is this is how we actually are.
Yeah. And that's what's really cool.
I don't know what I'm trying to say is ultimately the issue.
It's going to go ahead and be the 17-year anniversary of when I realized my senior year of high school cross-country season was a complete failure.
I'm sorry. That is honestly intense. I still remember when I didn't get a part in our town and I cried in my car. But you know what? It was a kind of cry that was fuel. It was fuel.
Yeah, mine wasn't fuel. Look at me.
Guess what I have a part in? A TV show.
I know. That's so exciting.
It is so exciting. I'm having the literal, I can't even tell you, Pat. Not to be annoying about it. It's just like, this is the dream I've been waiting for my whole life. The job that I have right now.
Totally.
It's heaven 1000%. On earth. And I want to savor every second of it, even the bad parts.
Yeah.
That's incredible. I love it. Now here's let me tell you this. This is maybe more exciting. I'm in a position where I've decided that I'm gonna order pizza for dinner.
Oh, that's fun. I wish I hadn't had dinner yet.
I'm trying to decide if I want Domino's or Bougie.
Oh, that's so hard.
Because both
I don't know exquisite. What LA see both are exquisite, but bougie in LA I would be so fearful of, like it would probably be like so like vegan or whatever. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Whereas Domino's,
starve my body and eat Domino's. I would love if my nudes got out. They're so good and hot. My body is looking really cute lately.
Oh, that's amazing.
Well, not really, but I'm just like learning to love it. Jokes on me. I want to get fucked right now because after my vagina was folded in half during yoga, all the blood went there and now I'm horny.
Wait, is it embarrassing what I'm doing that I'm like, you know, because I'll do these away shows. They send me these videos. So I'm finally finding bits I like that are like crowd worky. So it's not material I'm posting them, but they're like, what, like some of them are so long. Is that so embarrassing?
It's not embarrassing in, for even a single second. You know that literally I have Carly post stand up videos every second of every day for me. Because I'm trying to further my career because I want to be successful and I want, here's what I want. Okay, here's what I want. Here's what I want. Ready? I want more success, more money, more fans, more love, more light, more houses, more excitement, more experiences, more travels, more clothes, more life, more light, more. Give me.
There was one Real Housewife. I forget who it was. It might have been Ramona, whose tagline was, for one season, the only thing I'll settle for is more.
That's exactly me.
Yeah.
Look at me. It me. I'm it me, it me.
Sorry, hi, dude. I don't swing me. That way.
See, it's really good.
That was truly 2003 comedy in a nutshell. Was sorry, dude. I don't swing that way.
I didn't swing that way. And for some reason we do it in a Philly accent. We don't know why.
Yeah, of course. Philly people would love to say that.
Now, Pizza Philly Hut people, is a place I don't like.
Oh, I love Pizza Hut.
No, it's not
always
good.
Remember. Oh my god,
their crust is not right.
This connects to my earlier thing. Like, you know what? Okay, so my senior year cross country, I worked so hard all summer, and I had like for years, but like I got injured my junior year. Finally, my senior year, I came in so fit, and then my first race, for some reason, every single person passed me on like the second mile, and then I just never was running well again the rest of my life, or the rest of cross country. And then like it was my senior year, winter didn't go well. My only memory from winter track that year is when I ran a mile not fast, and then that night was going to play poker, and famously got in a huge car crash while listening to Stick With You by Pussycat Dolls. And I actually remember the guy was named Yanni, who I crashed into, and he refused to like call anyone. Like, and he said, what'd you do today? And I said, I had a track meet. And he said, what did you run? What time did you run? I had to say my time in the mile I wasn't proud of. And then, anyways, spring season, like the one of the moderators of the team had this box of shoes from old, this is so exciting. I'm excited talking about it, from old, like people who ran for my high school. And one person who used to run for my high school was this guy, Paul Moser, who would go on to run for Villanova. And he would actually wed Chenier Clement, now Chenier Moser, who became a big time Nike athlete, was a multiple time, US champ at like, I think 1500 meters. Anyways, there were these shoes, these orange and white shoes. And something about them just made me feel different. And then my first race of outdoors, I like PR'd by 15 seconds in the 2 mile.
It just hit different.
Every single race in these shoes, I kept getting faster and faster. It was my last season of high school. And I finally broke 10 in the 2 mile, my last race of high school in these shoes. And it was like the perfect season for me. And I still have one of the shoes and I keep it on my desk in my office. And you know why? Because when I look at it, I remember it's never too late. And you can just sometimes need a new mindset. During that season, I had a race where I ran well in those shoes. And it was like way out on Eastern Long Island. And so I was driving with my friends and we stopped at Pizza Hut. And we had pizza. It was so good. I was like elated, like euphoric, cloud nine. Mm-hmm. And then they left. My parents were like not around at that weekend. They were like with my little sibling somewhere. I go to start the cars, the car, and it wouldn't start because like the car I would drive my senior year, the battery would die if it was stopped for too long, and it was pouring rain, and I was like on Eastern Long Island like pouring rain with a dead car, and no one in a Pizza Hut parking lot, but I was just like so content because I was like, these shoes changed my life.
That sounds amazing.
I'm sorry I talked for so long, but I felt like you were like Googling and stuff. So you were like, we're okay with that.
Well, I'm
you didn't
what
like
I'm
it. You
doing
like
is
it.
Even no, what I'm doing is worse than Googling. I'm ordering a pizza.
Yeah, that's what I meant by Googling.
But the parts that I heard, I loved.
Why is my computer still at 7?
No way.
Why is my computer? Is it this apartment? I'm moving out again.
No, Pat, it's such a classic thing. You're having buyer's remorse. It's so classic. It's so classic as a phrase for it.
It hates everyone here hates me.
Domino's
I have no friends
will
in
do
this
insane building. Thing. Domino's is an insane place. They're not afraid to make chicken in the weirdest shapes, and it's not even a chicken.
Oh, really?
Store.
Oh, I totally know what you mean.
I'm like, what is this? I'm scared of what I'm seeing. It's called specialty chicken, and I'm scared of it.
Stay away from it.
It wouldn't sit well, will it? I'm supposed to be on camera tomorrow, lol.
Oh, my God. You know what I had the best stuff at
I
dinner?
I want that specialty chicken. I'm not getting specialty chicken. I'm not getting specialty chicken. What? I'm sorry. I'm being really rude.
I literally just talked for 12 minutes for no reason about, like...
Guess what? I liked what you said.
At dinner with my reps, you know, they ordered dessert and you know it was high-end chocolate lava cake.
That's chocolate why you go cake. Into the entertainment business.
Literally. Chocolate lava cake can mean so many things, but when you get a truly high-end chocolate lava cake, there is nothing like it.
It is erotic. And there's no other way to put it.
Chocolate lava cake has had like the events industry in a chokehold for about 15 years now, since about 2007. It's when chocolate lava cake took like catered
when
events.
When did
like...
chocolate lava cake be invented? I'm sorry. Wow. That was. I'm sorry.
I think that chocolate lava cake, I don't know when it like became invented, but what's something
when
that's
did chocolate lava cake be invented? I'm sorry. I actually need to go to bed. This is not over.
I don't know when it was invented, but sometimes
you know
like
what I'm
food.
Fucking. You know what I have a raging heart on boner for?
What?
Contactless delivery. It's like, yeah, don't fucking look at
yeah,
the face.
Totally.
That's the face that this food is going into.
I think that I don't know when chocolate lava cake was invented, but sometimes with food, what's more important than when it was invented was when it had its kind of like avocado moment, which is when food like has been around forever, but all of a sudden it's very everywhere you look. And for me, that with chocolate lava cake was like literally when I was like a caterer my junior year of college for like 3 weeks and then got fired.
What'd you say?
There was like, for me, when chocolate lava cake.
Oh, with chocolate lava cake. You know what? I think I've talked about this at length, but 2016 did something to cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, and sweet potatoes that I cannot forgive them for.
What do you mean? Just because they're everywhere now?
Yeah, it's like, it's too much. How is it so much, the pizza?
How much is it?
Like $30.
It must be toppings related, no offense. What you put out, is it Domino's? Why aren't you in the order? What is it? What's on it?
Well, I got pepperoni and mushroom on it.
Oh, that shouldn't be $30 at all.
As a thank you, this is just what I need. Ready for this? As a thank you for your order, we're giving you a special offer for a free medium pizza when you order next week. I'm not going to order next week. God, I'm not going to. Like, let me go. Let me go. When you order, not even if you order. When you order next week, you fucking disgusting piggy. All right, this is it. I'm getting off this web. I'm getting off this fucked up website, and I'm okay. Oh my god! You know what it is? This is so embarrassing.
Is there even a CVS by me? Is there even a CVS by me?
You know it's so annoying, Pat. You know why it's so much? This is so fucking sad.
What?
Because I got extra garlic dipping cup.
No, I fucking love garlic dipping cup.
I know.
I found out about dirt. I found out about garlic.
Papa John started
cup.
It. Yeah.
Papa John started it. I remember having.
I was
it
today years college. Old when I realized how much I love garlic dipping cup.
I was in college years old. I remember like being so drunk, ordering. There's this place late night Stokos that would like come and like when they were bringing the garlic with the pizza. I was not coming from a place of having ever had that option, and I was like, "This shit's incredible." Can I ask you something?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about ranch on pizza?
It's
We've
not
never
right.
discussed this.
It's
not
right.
Right. You know when I you know who I found out that from? The girl who was neighbor to me in college who got condom like lost in her a few times. She would come over when me and my roommate were watching Attack Me, and they would eat pizza with us. And she was like, "I love to dip it in rayon." She was like, "Huh?" She,
so anyways, the girl who, this is important, the girl who lived next to my friend in college, who was famous for having condoms fall off inside of her multiple times, liked ranch with her pizza. And that makes a lot of sense to me. And I've been scared. Totally. There was an annoying girl in my cab. There's this annoying girl in my camp cabin when I was like 12 or something, who would pour ranch all over her pizza, and that just like made me repulsed by it. The opposite of obsessed by it. So I don't do ranch on pizza, and that's that.
I wish I could go back in time and go to camp as a child.
You would have thrived.
Would I have?
Yeah, because it's just like, it's just like soccer girls times 12. Like it's soccer girls every day.
I know, but here's the thing. When I was little, I was too ashamed. Like, if I could go and just like own, like stand in my power and like
and own your hang sexuality.
Out with, and hang out with the girls, and like, but I would be too like desperate for like the boys to accept me. And so that would make it really hard. Like, I wouldn't want to hang out with the girls because that would make it look like I was gay or something. So I would always be like trying to get these boys to like accept me. Meanwhile,
you know, we should I want to, I know we've been talking a lot about the basketball tournament, but we should do a Seek Treatment summer camp weekend.
Oh my God, that would be heaven.
I know.
That would be actually so
one of us
fun.
Just needs to get rich enough to like own a piece of property.
Own a camp.
And then we invite Troot Sleuts to come camp with us. Can someone set up some, can someone help us like in general?
I know. Someone,
can someone like set up, we have all these great ideas, but we need someone to.
Well, you know what? In this summer, it's going to be our 5-year anniversary of the pod. And I think that is the perfect time to have the basketball tournament.
Oh, I love that. I know exactly what you mean. And that's perfect. Let's aim for then. Yeah. Okay. So let's aim for like July.
When I think of early days of the podcast, I think about like being in Chelsea Piers with the kids I used to nanny.
I know. I think about being at Shake Shack.
Yeah.
And I think about like being, I think about being really, really hungover and showing up at like 10 a.m. on Fridays to that office.
We were always, it was always 10 a.m. at that place.
And I was skinny.
Thank God for Reed Pope, always bring us coffee. And
remember the day we didn't know how to use it? That was really, we really, oh my God, I can't believe it.
Yeah, we learned how to make, we grew up on the show. We learned how to make coffee on the show.
We really, it's really amazing that we did, that we have jobs that we said we used to want.
It's so crazy. And it's documented that we said we wanted it. So, you know, we really wanted it.
I know, but I still want more. The only thing I'll settle for is more.
Of course. Yes.
Let's do you have a crush of the week?
Yeah, I do. My crush of the week is going to have to go ahead and be Caitlin Tui of NC State, who was a high school phenom, and haters said she was going to burn out in college. Well, she's had an incredible 3 years. Finally, she's become only the second ever high school like national champion to win the whole big dance, which is NCAA cross, where every NCAA runner who's good is in the race, racing the same distance against one another. And, you know, Caitlin came into this year heavily favored because she had an incredible like spring campaign last year. And she's been running well. She has not been beaten this season, but there's been this upstart in Florida named Parker Valby, who's like kind of came out of nowhere last year and got second behind Caitlin in the 5K, but she's been running insane times all season and cross. And she just runs out by herself and she doesn't stay with anyone. And she just like literally gaps up by like a minute and runs like insanely fast. So everyone was like, is Caitlin going to be able to beat this girl? And then what happened was, you know, it was in Oklahoma State. The race goes off. It's 6K long. Parker takes off like at like 102K, gaps the field. By 3K, she has 13, or she has, I believe, 13 seconds on the field, which is led by Caitlin Tui. We're getting into almost 4K now. Time is running out. All of a sudden, Tui makes her move, but she has so much to catch up on in so little time. It's like, is she going to? And with 400 meters left, she pulls up even on Valby. And then the last kind of 300 meters were kind of her coronation, and she took home the title. And I'm really happy for NC State won as a team, which I am excited. I do support them this year. I support them this year. So
cool.
Who's your crush of the week?
My body.
I love that.
Yeah, she looks cute. And you know what? When I'm in yoga class, I think, oh my God, I love my body. I love how good she's doing. And she bends over. And even though I'm not very flexible, I can still do it. And that's what's cool. And my crush is my body. Shout out.
I love that.
Do you feel hot today? Somehow my answer is no.
No,
I love my body. I'm not hot though.
Well, for me, it's about my hair. It's like, get a grip. My hair needs to get a huge grip. And I just feel very morose, very morose, very morose, very morose. I said, and I just feel very morose, very morose.
I'm so sorry, but it's like, morose. It would honestly be kind of creepy if you never had a crash moment like you're having right now.
Totally. Are you mad at me? Are you mad at me?
Oh, no, not at all. Even though I was mad at you for a little bit earlier on the podcast. It's not you that I'm mad at.
I know. Obviously.
It's just like but, power the level, society totally. And snakes.
Yeah.
Are you mad at me? In my folded vagina? Cool.
I love your folded vagina.
Because it's already kind of folded once, clamshell style.
Yeah.
And then this yoga position I was in, it folded it almost like... So it's here's what I'm going to say. And this is going to take you back just to school days. My vagina is folded hot dog. But today in yoga, it was folded hamburger.
Folded hamburger?
Remember how you take a piece of paper and they'd say, do you want to fold it hot dog or hamburger?
That never made it to my region.
Take an 8x11, classic size.
Yeah.
What do you think? You folded hot dog, that means the long way. You folded hamburger, that means the other way.
Oh, I guess. I wouldn't call, I get the hot dog one. I don't necessarily see the hamburger one.
Yeah, I know, but if you're jumping from a hot dog place.
Yeah. If the hot dog is there to set the stage, then sure, if you're going to
say hamburger. Hot dog sets the tone, and then hamburger piggybacks on said tone.
Yeah, I can understand that.
All right, I'm going to go look at this pizza I got. I hope.
I'm going to try to see if my computer can charge in this fresh new hell.
It'll charge once you get off. You are literally, look at me. If there's a wet towel, when you're on Zoom recording a podcast, you are wringing the wet towel dry.
We need to have an Apple expert on the pod and just tell us.
If you're an Apple expert or if you can plan our basketball tournament, call us.
Call us or, you know.
Call me, beat me if you want to reach me, if you want to page me. That's okay.
I'm going to
Okay, love you guys.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. Treatment. If you're boring, it's fine.